This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Two young people in Galesburg wanted to bring new ideas to local politics, so they ran in this month's elections. Neither won, but both feel they achieved a victory of sorts. Tri-State's Public Radio's Miranda Corbett has the story.
Isaiah Harlan might seem like any other senior at Galesburg High School. He's applied to college and is counting down the days until graduation. But this spring, his extracurricular activities were a bit different. He spent his free time campaigning for a spot on the Galesburg School Board. Harlan was one of five candidates vying for two open seats on the school board. And even though he did not win, he still wants to run for public office again.
I would run my next campaign the same way that I ran this one, just hard work and meeting with people and getting out there and letting people know their voice is going to be heard.
Harlan says that he's proud to have received over 1,000 votes. He says that means that 1,000 people wanted to see him on the school board. Another political newcomer, Chris King, says she was impressed by the number of people in her ward who voted. King ran for a seat on the Galesburg City Council. Even though incumbent Wayne Allen won, King and Tori Carnes, the third candidate, together earned about 55% of the vote. King believes this means people in her ward are ready for a change.
Over 50% of the people in my ward that voted did not vote for their incumbent. So I think that's really telling, right? So I think that says a lot about what people are wanting and what people aren't getting or what people are currently receiving. I think that when I look at the numbers, I think it's very telling of what's going on.
King is a woman of color in her early 20s, and she thinks the city council could benefit from some diversity. King says she's interested in running for office again in the future. She doesn't know if she'll run again for city council. But King says she still wants to see changes in her community, the same changes that motivated her to run for office this year. I'm Miranda Corbett, Tri-State's Public Radio News.